You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Jeremiah Johnson also prophesied about God's plan for America to prosper us. As a matter of fact, take a look.
I believe God's heart is to prosper us, to give us peace. I just simply believe there has to be a plumb line. There has to be a standard of righteousness that the people might discern evil from good and good from evil. I had a dream, Sid, where Donald Trump was running something like a Boston Marathon, and he had fallen down before the finish. And the crowds, Boston, they were liberal, they were yelling, they were shouting. And as I watched, two older women, one on a cane and one on a walker, they made it through the crowds. And somehow, supernaturally, they picked up Donald and they helped him get to the finish line. And God is saying to me, the future of America, again, those women, they represent the praying church, but they're the baby boomers. This election is not in the bag. We've got to have the boomers arise and pray. There's going to be supernatural praying going on, but the future of America, I believe, is bright, but we have to get back to the place of prayer.
Think about this. Pray and then act. When you look at the low percentages of Christians that actually, self-professing Christians that actually show up at the elections to vote, you'll be surprised. It's like around 40-something percent of Christians who profess to be Christians. The rest don't vote. Just if the people who acknowledge God, who actually understand a biblical worldview, understand God's created the universe, that Jesus is His Son, and these are the words that in scriptures that we live our life by, that voting under those principles will just flip this nation upside down on its head. It's been a miracle that all these judicial spots were open when Trump got in, because Barack Obama was saving them, I believe, for Hillary Clinton, because she was scheduled to be in after him. It was a two-part situation. The Lord showed that to me. I shared about it, you know, in regards to Rules for Radicals and how America was being organized, and they made an agreement. You know, this was showed prophetically. I don't know, this is the natural. With Barack Obama to be in for two terms, and then Hillary Clinton was going to be in for two terms, and America would be fundamentally transformed. So he had like 100 and something judges that he didn't put in. Why would he do that? He could have done that because I believe he was told to, that you don't do that because Hillary's going to do that. And this whole apparatus that's going on right now, this Jezebelic push, do you know that this? Some of that's being led prophetically, the words are, by Hillary Clinton, George Soros, and others like that are literally pushing. If you look at the logo they had for Hillary Clinton when she was running for office, it literally looked like a bale, sacrifice of children, but it literally was a female's reproductive system, but it looked like the horns of a bull, and it was designed just like a bull's face, and she was talking about, you know, protecting, you know, a woman's uterus as her own property or whatever. But when I saw that, I'm like, oh my goodness, that's a Baal idol right there on the shirts. Well, we're battling about who we're going to be. And so you're looking at this. So the baby boomers, even though, yes, you got to vote, you got to participate, but it's much more than an election. It's about a harvest coming in. We need the baby boomers to say, listen, I will give my life for a few. I will actually be, God, give me a shepherd's heart. Give me a pastor's heart. Give me a heart to be able to be there for another generation, to be there with them, live your life like a shepherd with their sheep. You're just going to stay with them. You're going to pray with them. You're going to live your life with them. You're going to seek God, you know, you're going to get connected, get rightly related. So you have somebody speaking, shepherding you, and understanding, like, you know what, I can be here. The Lord says, He's rebuking, you know, false pastors, and He says, false shepherds, and He says, listen, I'll raise up for myself shepherds. And I've seen the shepherds. The Lord showed me in a vision, He showed me specifically that there's people out there, even not just baby boomers, but people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, that you're feeling that call on your heart to be able to say, you know, and think about it, what you see on your TV is not normal. I mean, most churches aren't 3,000, 4,000. The average size of a church is around 95 folks, something like that. And the truth is, that's that more of an apostolic move. It's not a pastoral move, because you can only have a pastor can only pastor so many folks. You know, and that's when you're giving your, a pastor is somebody who actually, you know, marries, and they're the times of the birth, that they're every week celebrating the family, helping them through difficult times. You just live your life together. That's what a shepherd does that for the sheep, and a pastor does that for the flock. And so if God's laying that on your heart, listen, contact us. Contact us at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. God has just laid on my heart that he's going to prepare you. He's going to train you up and pour wisdom into you. He's got like pastors on ice. And it's in your heart. You don't feel, I mean, if you raised your hand, you'd probably raise your hand like this or maybe like this, but you weren't that confident about it. But listen, if just say yes to God, if you say yes to him, he'll prepare you. Now, the motive of a good shepherd is you lay down your life for the flock. A hireling, not an impure motive, is a hireling, somebody who just shows up for a salary package. You know, they get paid, and if something bad happens or they get a better offer, they'll just leave. Did you know what was said by a particular worship leader? If I told you his name right now, it's not coming to me out of Morningstar. Maybe y'all could tell me what it is. But Don Parter said that, you know, worship leaders in our church today, it was something like 80% or something, that is that high, that if they were offered a secular job to play music, to use their instruments to play the music, they would leave the church to go do that. Well, that's a hireling. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that understand the value in family, the value in helping them survive as a family, to teach them the ways of God, to hook them up with the teachings of the Word of God, to teach them how to seek the Lord, to disciple them. Disciples make disciples. He said, go make disciples of the nations. And you really are excited about them doing well. You're excited about their success. You pray for them. God gives you dreams and speaks to you about them, and you tell them, affirming what's in their heart about God. So not only are baby boomers important for the decision for America, I mean, everybody is to get out to be able to vote, but specifically in regards to saying, God, I'm ready to be here for this next generation. I'm ready to be here for this next generation. I know you're thinking, maybe thinking like, they don't listen, they haven't listened. That's why I'm not talking to them right now. But God's gonna change their heart. The harvest is gonna look wild. Kent Christmas talks about it's gonna have piercings and tattoos and just, hey, it's the harvest. If they love Jesus, we love them. We wanna be able to help them out. But they're going to need somebody who's going to care about them, who's going to tell them practical things, to teach them about the things of God, to share with them the stories about Solomon, and share with them the stories about Joseph, and share with them the stories about Jesus and Joseph and just Isaiah and just these wonderful, they need to hear the stories of God. And if that's you, you know, go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org and just contact us, or go to your pastor. If you're connected to a church, go to them and say, listen, I believe the Lord's calling me to be a pastor, a shepherd over a few. Not over some huge, you know, multi-billion-dollar property. And some people say a church plant is like $3.something million. Can you imagine if Jesus, you know, when the church went out to be able to, they got, you know, persecuted and had to leave Jerusalem, they're going all over the place. People say, you know, I know that we're out here in Antioch, but I could start a church, but we can't start a church because it's $3.5 million to start a church. That's just untrue. What you need is God. What you need is the Spirit of God, you need the fear of God, and you need the angels of God. That handles everything. That'll deal with Ananias and Sapphira, but also will help, you know, a Stephen that's actually, you know, being stoned and making through a process of being faithful to God. And just, I want to encourage you, God is looking for men and women who say yes to him. We have to say no to ourselves, but God said this. He said, every Christian, every believer should pick up their cross, deny themselves, and follow Jesus. That's not, it's been taught, but that's what, by many, but that actually is what we're supposed to do. And then we're supposed to find value in having children, not abort our children, raise our children. The children value and honor their fathers and their mothers, that they have a long life. I mean, family is a thing of God. And church, think about it, God's a father, Jesus is our Lord, but he's also our elder brother, the first one born from the dead. We're family. We're brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers in the Lord. Listen, if that's you, contact us at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Go to contacts. You can find out some details. Get in contact with your pastor. I want to be able to pray with you right now. Make sure you join us on our next program. We have so many more prophetic words we're going to lose. Father God, I pray a blessing over our audience. Lord, I pray encouragement. Baby boomers, arise. Function. Be confident again. I ask in Jesus' name, I decree it and I declare it. Pastors, come forth. In Jesus' name, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. We'll see you in the VFNKB community.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.